We're up to the testament of the Mishnah says you don't have to worry that maybe a weasel slept from house to house or corner to corner from place to place. Because if you're choshish, then we have to be choshish from chutz to chutz, from city to city, and there's no safe. So the one says, Dafka, if you didn't see that the weasel took it, if you saw him taking it, you have to check it. Why? Maybe the weasel ate it up. Don't we learn that if you have a dwelling of a guy, it's tamei, because they bury their babies. But how long does it have to be in the dwelling? 40 days, because that's as long as it takes to form a baby. Even if it doesn't have a wife, we say he has a zayna. But a place where there's a chulden chazer, you don't need bedika. So we say it's like ash. Meat, he eats. Bread, he doesn't. Meat, he don't leave over. Bread, he leaves over. Rava says, can bring a raya. Bishlam over there by the baby, maybe there was a baby, there wasn't. And even if there was, maybe the weasel ate it up. But here, we zichas saw that he took a chametz, who says he ate it. So it's a suffolk and avada, and ain't suffolk went to the avada. So once it's ain't suffolk went to the avada, we see chavda died and left over a pile full of fruit. Even if they're just harvested that day, the dinner's becheskes besukkanen. And here, it's zichas tevel. This fruit, and it's a suffix in my suffix, not in my suffix. See, a suffix is mitzvah de vada. So it wasn't, no, it's vada de vada. Why? Because the zikha give meiser, like Rini Chazor said, the chazok and the chavada doesn't take out anything from saying that's not gemeiser. Now the teretz, it's a suffix, Maybe mikara, maybe they didn't, it wasn't tevel like Rabbi Yishe. Because Rabbi Yishe said a person could do a trick on tvua and bring it in with his chaff so it shouldn't, his behemoth should eat it. And it's part of the meiser. So one says, ain't suffix mitzvah de vada. We learned the brayser. We just said there's a story with a shifcha of one matzik in the city of Riemann, that Rashi says there was a strong man, and he was Jewish, and his shivcha gave birth to something, and they brought a kohen to see if it's a zachar kevah, to see if he's tamei. And the story came to Chavon and said it's tar because the chulda bottles are found over there. And here it's a chetila. And Safik Ru, Safik Ru, Safik Ru, Safik Ru, says that, and the man of the Safik comes to the bottles. Safik says, don't say it was a tila nefilabar, say it's kamin nefilabar. It's a Safik with Safik. I said Zoch in the cave. It says two things. First of all, to see if it's a Ruach or if it's a Nephil. And if you can say it's a Nephil, to see if it's a Zoch in the cave. Not that it's there, it's Vada. Since it's called the Vada's Mitzvah, the Zicha slept their way during that time. Because they true, they leave it over, but the Zicha slept their way to their holes. Another shot is the Vada, they ate it, we don't say. But the Zicha slept it to their hole. So the one says, do we say we're not Choy Shashem Agir Chulda? It says in the safe, whatever leaves over, put it in, that it shouldn't be Bedika. So Bais says, like Kasha, one is the 14th or the 13th. The 13th is a lot of bread, the Chulda doesn't hide it. The 14th, it's not Shkech Rift, in all the houses they hide it. So Rava said, what, the Chulda's in a Via? Knows that today is the 14th and they won't bake till the evening, and Mela they're going to hide it. So Rava said, whatever he leaves over, should be put in the Tzina. Maybe the Chulda will take it in front of us and need Bedika after it. Takalant like Rava. Someone sees chametz after bedikah, what should he do? Whatever he leaves over, should put him in tzinnah, weasel shouldn't come and eat it, take it in front of us, and then he will require bedikah after. So Mori says, Xavier might put down 10 pieces of bread, and he'll find only 9. Obviously, they took one. The Mori asks a question, with 9 piles of matzah and 1 of chametz, and the mouse came and took 1. We don't know if it's matzah or chametz, so that's teish chanois, which is kol kavur, kemechza mechza. What happens if it was moved out of the original 10 piles, and the achber came and took it from there? So that's pirish. So teish chanois all sell the basa shchuta. One sells basa nevela, and one of them he bought one of them. Doesn't know which one he bought. It's a sofik asa. But if you found it out of the store, go basa roiv. He told you to go basa roiv. If you have 2 piles, one of matzah, one of chametz, in front of them is 2 houses. One is badik, one is not badik. And 2 mice came. One took a matzah, one took a chametz, and we don't know which one went into which house. So that's the case of 2 kupas, 2 boxes, which we're going to see the kula. Because learned in the Mishnah, 2 boxes, one of chulam, one of truma. In front of them, 2 saw, one of chulam, one of truma. Each one fell into one, and one fell into the other. They're mutter, because we say the chulam fell into chulam, and truma fell into truma. So when do we say shani yom v'dafka truma drabana chametz deraisa? Do we say it? So one says, what do you mean? Pedikas chametz is deraisa. It's a drabana, because when I tell you a bit about alma sagel is enough. This is the end of daf. Tess.